Amen. Our scripture this morning comes from 1 Peter, the third chapter, verses 18 through 22. It says, "For Christ alone suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water, and in baptism, which this prefigured now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from your body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, with authorities and powers made subject to him." This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, this day we do thank you for this time that is at hand, that you have allowed us this moment to be in this place, to serve you, to listen, to be a part of that great cloud of witnesses. So, Lord, this day, as you have followed us all through the waters of baptism, whether it be as a child, whether it be as an infant, whether it be as an adult, whatever stage of life you found us in, you found us, your grace was there from the beginning, and that grace has allowed us to grow and to think and to be. Lord, we thank you for those that have gone before, who have given us such great leadership, such great courage, such great authority to share their faith with the masses. For those of us now, Lord, who continue on this journey, who continue that mission and ministry that was set forth so many years ago, we ask now, Lord, that you continue to prepare our hearts and our minds to serve you, to learn, to grow, to be what it is you have called us to be. So, Lord, this day, allow my words this day and the meditations of my heart to be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I do pray. Amen.